Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about why did the narcissist lose interest in you? Okay? I have so many people that come to me and say, how can somebody say they love me 1 week and then the next week they block me and they disappear? What's that all about? They showed me so much attention. They talked about how we were going to go on vacations. They talked about us having kids and what our kids would look like. They were calling me wifey or hubby. How could somebody be doing that and then all of a sudden lose interest? Well, I'm going to tell you. Because you were dealing with a con narcissist who was love bombing you. And these people are good actors and actresses. Period, dot, end of story. Okay? Here's the thing, you guys. All right. If it seems too good to be true in the beginning, it is, all right? So the point is this. You didn't see this person for who they truly were. Why did they lose interest? Because the bottom line is they never were all in to begin with. So a narcissist is going to lose interest for a couple of reasons. Maybe some other supply came along and they thought that that was more valuable. So now they're going to give you the cold routine and they're going to be hot to that other supply, all right? And what they do is they rotate the supply, they bounce back and forth. The minute that they have, you know, conflict with the supply, they're not getting what they want, or that person's putting up boundaries, guess what? They're going to bounce back to the other supply that might be easier to deal with. So if they're losing interest with you, or they're not showing you attention or something like that, you could trust and believe that they're showing somebody else attention. Their attention is somewhere, okay? And that's why when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, it's like being on a roller coaster. You're gonna have your highs and lows. And the reason for that is because the narcissist is gonna run cold with you when they're running hot with somebody else. And then when the narcissist runs hot with somebody else, they're going to be running cold and indifferent to you. And that's how it is. And only people that have been in the game and seen this will really know this. A lot of these other people that haven't been around, that, you know, are younger or not experienced, they're not going to understand this. They're going to say, well, why do they lose interest in this and that? Because the person was not genuine. The person was not sincere. Just because they tell you they care about you, just because they say, oh, they're so in love with you, or they could see a life with you, or they were on the phone with you for 3 months for hours, doesn't mean you got a real one there, okay? It takes longer than that to see what somebody's about, and you've got to look at their character. And the only way you're going to know is in a matter of time, okay? When people come on too strong, too fast, That is a huge red flag, you guys. And you've got to say to yourself, why are they coming on so strong to me so fast? What is it about me that's so spectacular when there's all these options online, where there's tons of beautiful women or tons of good-looking guys? And now here comes this good-looking guy or good-looking woman, and they're all into me. What is it about me that they're so into when they don't know me? Well, maybe you got a nice house. Maybe you got a nice bank account. Maybe you live in a nice city that they want to move to, okay? Or maybe they just love the attention because you constantly are giving that narcissist attention, all right? You're boosting up their ego. So the thing is this, you guys, never ever go by what comes out of somebody's mouth because people lie all the time. I don't give a shit what the fuck they're saying to you, all right? You've got to go by how they progress with you in the relationship. And the only way you're going to know that is a matter of time. So in the beginning of a relationship, it should start off almost like a friendship, okay? They should be asking you questions to get to know you as a person, not asking questions about, you know, how do you pay your bills? Anybody who says anything to you like, oh, well, how do you pay your bills? In the very beginning, you're dealing with a shady narc that's trying to size up your financial situation. Anybody that says anything to you like, oh, well, what did your father leave you or something in his will? You're dealing with a shady narc, all right? I don't care what they come back at you and say to try to cover up their shadiness. They should not be asking you anything financial in the very, very beginning until you know this person a long time, all right? That right there. We're talking about red flags. These are all red flags, you guys. So when you're dealing with this narcissist and all of a sudden they lose interest, okay, it's because you didn't pick up on the red flags or you didn't recognize the red flags to realize that this person was a fake and a phony, okay? And when you're dealing with a covert narcissist in particular, they will kill you with charisma in the beginning. They will kill you with honey in the beginning. They will be so nice. They'll be so flattering. They'll give you the best sex in the world. But guess what? It doesn't last, all right? It doesn't last because it's not real. It's not sincere. When you feel that you're getting to know somebody and you feel like, oh my God, you know, your head is in a cloud. This is exactly what I want. God answered my prayers and everything like that. And it's moving fast. Ding, 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 ding. You're dealing most likely with a love bomber, okay? Because that's not how a healthy relationship goes. Now, people come back at me and they argue with me all the time. And they say, well, just because somebody moves fast or something, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're a narcissist or anything like that. That is true. But if they're moving fast, okay, they're not that intelligent because an intelligent person will want to know exactly who you are. They're not going to just look to jump into a relationship with you unless they're lusting you. Unless you got somebody there with puppy love that's lusting you for how you look or something like that and they want to jump into a relationship and yet they don't even know what your character is, okay? You could be a miserable person. You could be a thief. You could be stab somebody in the back. You could be a ghoster, you know, so, you know, it shows you that they're not mature in how they move in a relationship. But the point is, they lost interest, you guys, because they were not all in, all right? Or in some instances, sometimes people have been in long-term relationships with a narcissist that has been doing their thing on the side. Like people say to me all the time, well, there's narcissists that have been married many years. Anybody who's married to a narcissist is dealing with some kind of crap, all right? Period, dot, end of story, all right? They're dealing with some kind of crap. So, you know, it all depends on your boundaries, how much you put up with. If you're somebody that puts up with a lot of crap, yeah, the narcissist is going to stay. They're getting some kind of benefit out of you. Maybe you're cooking them dinner every night, or they just know that you're there. You're the security blanket. You're the old shoe. They do what they want on the side, and guess what? They come home, and they got the security of you there, okay? This is why narcissists sometimes stay in marriage, or they do it for their careers, to look like the perfect family. It makes them look better in certain kinds of careers, to be a family person, all right? But the point that I'm trying to make with all of this is people could be in a long-term relationship with a narcissist too. It's not just, you know, people initially dating. Sometimes people in long-term relationships, that narcissist all of a sudden loses interest and they leave that person. But what you got to understand is they didn't just drop you at that time. They were having an emotional affair and sometimes in a physical affair on the side, and you didn't know it when you were in the relationship. So when you were in the relationship and that narcissist was cold, or maybe they didn't want to have sex with you for 6 months or something like that. We had somebody in one of our groups that was going through that. Her fiance didn't want to have sex with her for 6 months, and we all told her there's something going on, and sure enough, he was having an affair with somebody else, you know. They're lining up somebody else, and then boom, they lose interest, okay, because they got something else, all right? That's it. I said it. Now you know, all right? Why do they lose interest like that? Because they don't need you. They don't need you. And this is the problem that I have with a lot of people that are, you know, narc abusers, influencers, because they'll sit there and they'll say, well, the narc needs you. The narc needs you. Let's get it straight, okay, gang? The narc doesn't need you as long as they have another supply. A narcissist needs supply, but that supply doesn't necessarily have to be you. It could be anybody, okay? And there's plenty of options with social media. So in order to get it straight, no, the narcissist doesn't need you. No, they don't. They need a supply, which can be somebody else. So understand that. They could replace you. So as long as a narcissist has options, the more options a narcissist has, the more independent they are, and more likely they're going to treat you like crap because they have other options. The only time a narcissist is going to kill you with sugar and honey is if you have something that they really want. And usually, gang, that's something financial or a place to live, okay? They want you to invest in a business with them. They want to live in your house. They want something financial. You're a come up, okay? Because that kind of narcissist can get sex anywhere. A narcissist who's got a lot of options is not looking for love, okay? That is the truth. They're not looking for love. So if you're with one of these kind of narcs that are super good looking and they're, you know, flooding you with attention and everything like that, and they have plenty of options out there, but they're centering on you, you've got to take a look at yourself and say, what is it about me that they're so enthralled with? And you could even ask these narcs too, okay? You could say to them, oh, you love me? Really? Oh, okay. Well, what is it about me that you love? And you know what they're going to say? They're going to say something. They're going to give you some BS like, oh, well, you have a beautiful heart, or you're a beautiful person. Laugh out loud, okay? Meanwhile, you know, they could care less whether you're a beautiful person. What they care about is the fact that you got a nice house, or they care about the fact that you're making money, you have a good job that they can invest in, or they care about the fact that you're driving a hot car that they want to be in, all right? So that's the reality of it. I'm sorry to tell you, but these people are users. They're flat-out users. They're flat-out opportunists. And you gotta, you know, you can't be so gullible just because somebody tells you they love you. Oh, they love me. Oh, they love me. See, this is the problem that I have with what they teach these young people. They make them think like, ooh, you get married. Ooh, it's a romance novel. You ride off into the sunset with the prince, the princess, okay? And you have this, you know, house in the suburbs, big house in the suburbs, like with your BMW and your Mercedes in the driveway, and this is how it goes. No, that's not real life, gang, okay? Trust and believe me when I tell you, I grew up in a neighborhood that, you know, it was an upper class neighborhood at the time, very snooty and all of that, Wall Streeters, professional people. And man, if I could tell you the things that went on behind those closed doors, who was throwing their wife down the stairs, who was having an affair, who was beating the crap out of this one. And these are professional people, okay? These are professional people. So the point I'm trying to make is this. Narcissism, it doesn't matter your socioeconomic class, all right? You got it everywhere. It has to do with, you know, a personality disorder and everything like that. So if they lost interest, my bottom line is to say to you, they were never all in, and it's because they got something else. They don't need you. Because here's the thing. Here's the key. Listen good now. A narcissist can't be alone. Ding, 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 ding. Trust me when I tell you this, all right? This is why they always jump into a relationship fast after breaking up with you. You notice how they went in a relationship after 2 months of breaking up with you? They can't be alone. They need somebody. They need that validation to know that somebody's there. That's how fragile these people are, okay? So if they can't be alone and they're losing interest on you, guess what? That interest is somewhere else. Period, dot, end of story. And it could be because that person, not necessarily that new supply is better than you, but that's an easier target, okay? Maybe they have lower boundaries. Maybe they can get away with more with that person. And maybe they're just tired and bored of you because narcissists get bored. So they get bored and they always want something new, and now they're jumping to the new supply. But here's the other thing. Whatever they did to you, guess what? They're going to do to the next guy, all right? And that's just their character. And that's what you got to keep into consideration. Just kick back. Trust me when I tell you, you know, I've seen a lot in my life. That's how I know all this. Just kick back and you will see, okay? It'll be a pattern and it's going to happen again, all right? So when a narcissist loses interest, fly the flag, bye, goodbye. But listen, don't ever come back here. Do not ever come back here. Don't say a damn word to a narcissist that loses interest. You know, the best revenge is best served cold. Delete, block. And if they try to come back through another account or a catfish, delete, block, delete, block, delete, block. Get anybody who does that to you is going to do that again in the future and do it worse to you. So get rid of them. They showed you who they are. And don't give them a chance to waste another minute of your life. Move on, you guys. All right. I hope that helped you. And, you know, sorry to be so raw about it, but sometimes people got to hear it. You got to hear it to get it through your head so you understand. Okay. I'm trying to save your life. All right. All right. Please share the podcast. I would really appreciate it.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram,
The Game EXP 123, okay? And have a great day.